Ever heard of infant potty training, but can't imagine how in the world that would work? Well, Shalom Brand, mother of two successfully potty trained babies, is going to share her methods today on No Greater Joy Podcasts. All right, so tell us, Shalom, what is infant potty training?
Infant potty training. It is starting from the day your baby is born, putting your baby on the pot and training them to go to the bathroom. It's actually, I've heard many mothers say, that is impossible, that is ridiculous, but I have done it with both of my daughters, and it works wonderful. It's a matter of training, you know, like creating a habit. You're creating the habit of putting a diaper on your baby every day. You want to create a habit of putting your baby on the pot. And in the beginning, when your baby's first born, their body's kind of weak.
It seems like it would be more parent training at first.
That is a general consensus as far as a lot of mothers say that. It is to an extent, mother, you know, the mom being trained to remember to take them, but at the same time, you're not necessarily, the thing is you got, a mother has to realize you're not really training your baby to go to the bathroom. You are starting right now to, the point is not to get them to go to the bathroom on the pot, is what I'm trying to say. The point is kind of like, you're conditioning them right now to be familiar with a toilet, and that is the norm. You want that to be their norm. And so if they go to the bathroom in their diaper, it's okay. That's not a big deal. And you're trying to get them to go poop on the pot, not pee, because that is the worst thing to have to change. We can all change a wet diaper, but when it comes to a stinky green diaper, it is not as fun. So you got to realize you don't have to worry about that part of it. You just want to get them familiar with it. So it comes natural, actually. You're not really, you're going to have to do it, potty train your kid when they get a year and a half, 2 years old. And so you're going to have to take the time. It's either now or later. And now is a lot easier and a lot less energy put in it. And if you train them first, then there's no, train them now, you don't have to discipline later, or you don't have to retrain. And retraining is something that is a lot harder. It's, you know, if you let your kid throw his food in the floor now, then but when they're three and you don't want them to throw their food in the floor, it's going to be a lot more involved in retraining them from throwing their food in the floor. The same aspect comes into play when you don't want your six-month-old to poop in his diaper so that he won't poop in it when he's two.
So you're saying basically don't train them to use diapers and then have to retrain them not to.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing a mom would do?
The first thing a mom would do is once the mom's recovered of, you know, the first few days, as soon as the baby's born, start going, you know, when she knows the baby's going to the bathroom, you're going to be sitting around for the first week or two, and you'll be holding your baby a lot. The baby will be against you. You'll be nursing your baby. Whenever you hear them going poop, not pee, but poop, or even pee, whatever you want, your hands on them, just make whatever noise or word that you want them to become familiar with that action. I always said, are you going potty? Go potty. Go potty. And so anytime from the time Gracie and Layla were newborn for the first 2 or 3 weeks, because they're kind of small, you can't really put them on the pot yet, you just say, go potty, whenever you know they're going to the bathroom.
And do they have a diaper on when you're doing
this?
Yeah,
they have a diaper on, because a baby at this age is, you don't know when they're going to go to the bathroom, you don't know when they're going to go poop. And as I said, it's not that you don't want them to wear diapers. You want them to just be comfortable and familiar with going to the bathroom on the pot. So, If they go poop in their diaper, that's fine at this point. You just want them to get familiar with that word. So it's not putting any time and energy as a mother into it, really. You just say, when you see them poop, instead of laughing or saying, "Ooh, it stinks," you instead say, "You're going potty. You're a good girl," or "You're a good boy," and so you're starting right now, setting a foundation of what you want them to do later. And so you just start that for the first. And I think I waited for 6 weeks before I actually put Layla on the pot this time around, because she was a lot weaker and she wasn't very healthy. And so for the first 6 weeks, I just constantly was telling her, go, when I saw her going to the bathroom, I'd say, "Go potty, Layla, go potty, good girl, good girl." And then around 4, 5, 6 weeks, anytime she would go to the bathroom, she would poop in her diaper, and instead of going to the changing table and changing her, I would go to the bathroom, take her diaper off, wash her off in the sink. I never use diaper wipes because they're not good for your baby's butt anyway. Clean, fresh water keeps your baby from ever rashing. Layla never had any diaper rash, never had to use any lotion on her, because I always rinse her real good in the sink. And then I put her on the pot, and I would sit behind, you can sit behind her and, just lift your skirt up and put your baby in between your legs on the pot seat. And I prefer never to use a potty chair because it's the same thing. I don't want to train my child to do a habit that they will have from, here on out. I want them to not have to be retrained when they're 2, 3 years old to go on a big potty. So I would sit on the pot behind them. I'd put her in front of me. And she didn't know what she was doing. She did, and sometimes in the beginning, I'd get water and put it on my hands and dribble it down her back. "Go potty, go potty." And in that position, a baby will naturally go pee. And if I would catch her before she finished pooping, like soon as I heard the first, she just started going to the bathroom, and she's sitting in her bouncy chair, and I see her face scrunch up, I would pick her up, take her to the bathroom, take her diaper off, and put her on the pot, and she would finish going on the pot. And so most you in the first 2, 3 months, the first 3 months, I usually had a half dirty diaper and a half dirty pot. And sometimes if I couldn't get to the pot in time, it was no big deal. I would just, always, if I see her going to the bathroom, I'd say, "Go potty, Layla, go potty, Layla." So her going to the bathroom, I was conditioning her to go to the bathroom when mama said so. When mama says go potty, then that is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I was instilling from the time she was born self-control into her and obedience to her mother's voice. So by the time she was 3 months old, she kind of just, she just kind of went into being holding it. She just started holding it. And I don't know why. It's just the same concept of why does a baby know to go poop in his diaper? Because that's the way they've been trained to do it. Well, I'm training them to go poop on the pot, so it just comes natural. And they know that when they're on the pot, that's the place they need to go. When they have a diaper on, that's when they, if a baby that poops in his diaper, when they have a diaper on, that's when they go to the bathroom. A friend of mine has a year and a half old, and they're trying to potty training, and any time they have his diaper off, he will hold it 2 days. He'll go without going to the bathroom, and they'll put him on the pot, and he will not go on the pot. But the minute they put a diaper on him, he goes to the bathroom. And he goes pee out. He goes pee on the pot, but he won't go poop on the pot because he's been conditioned to always go in his diaper. So you're just trying to recondition from the beginning, condition your baby to go to the bathroom on the pot, not the diaper. So in any opportunity, every opportunity you have, if you have older children, a lot of mothers said, "Well, I don't have time. I have 5 kids." Well, if you have 5 kids, then one of them has to be at least 5 years old. And that would make potty training so much easier. Not harder, because now you have a 5-year-old helper, somebody to sit on the pot behind your 2-month-old and hold them there, so you don't have to. And you could pull the diaper off, tell your 5-year-old to hop on up, and put your little baby in front of them, and they could sit there and sing to your baby and hold them on the pot, and you don't have to keep them there a long time. 3, 4, 5 minutes, just long enough for them to get used to and familiar with sitting there, and they'll go to the bathroom for you.
So, if you have a 6-month-old, do you just it's the same concept? Because by then they're used to going in a diaper.
They're already used to going to diaper if you've waited till they're 6 month old, but they're still young enough to retrain. And it would be much more simple now than later, because at this age you're just now starting to implement train, don't touch, don't touch this cup, don't touch this, that's hot, don't touch it. So you can start now, anytime they go to the bathroom, take them to the pot and put them on the toilet. So they're starting to get familiar with it. And you don't want them to be the thing is you don't your children will be if you're a baby. A kid is afraid of the toilet if they've never used the bathroom on the toilet, that it has a fear. And so you want to eliminate that fear and make it so it's comfortable and normal. And so if 6 month old, you probably they'd be a little bit, why am I here? Why am I sitting here? You might have to sit behind them and have toys in front of them. Gracie, when I was potty training her, from the time she was 2 months old, I had an art magazine with just pictures, art pictures in it, flowers and birds and dogs and all that kind of stuff. And it was a magazine, and I left it there. And for the first year of her life, every time she went to the bathroom, she looked at that same magazine. So she had it was a familiar thing with her, sit on the pot, mama hold you, and look at this magazine. And you can have a, and she would go at other places too, but it gave her something to do while she was sitting there. And I usually with Layla, I just squat in front of the toilet with her and put my hands around her and tell her to go potty, and she immediately goes. She's 10 months old now, and she always goes poop on command. Even if she doesn't need to go, if I want her to go because we're going somewhere and I want her to be able to go to the bathroom before we leave, I can put her on the pot and tell her to go, and she will crunch up her stomach and try to go to the bathroom. And sometimes she will and sometimes she won't, but she tries. Her stomach contracts when I tell her to, because she's been trained on mother's command, go potty, that that's what she's supposed to do.
Oh, wow. That would be a sight to see for a lot of people. Yeah, I know someone who infant potty trains, and I guess they had about a 10, a 10-month-old or so, and they had to spend some time in a hospital, and they used the sink to let their babies go to the bathroom and pee, I think. And they couldn't figure out why this baby wouldn't use the sink at the hospital. They were like, why won't? And they figured it out is that they had a mirror at home in front of the sink they used always too. And when they went to the hospital, there wasn't a mirror, and so the baby was conditioned to pee when she saw herself.
Yeah. See, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, think about a mother needs to consider now in every aspect of her baby's life, what do I want to train my baby to do? And you need to start now. You don't want to have to retrain bad habits. You never want to have to retrain bad habits. If you train now, then you never will have to discipline. And you want to avoid that conflict at all possible. And to avoid it is to train, biblical training. And so a mother just has to realize you're not, the issue is not they need to go potty on the pot. The issue is, what do you want your baby to do? And train them to do that from the very beginning. And don't go with the normal American flow of, well, a baby just doesn't understand, and that's just the not that's just the way it's not done like that. You just wait until your baby is 15 months old and then you start training them. Why wait to potty train just because America wants to sell you diapers? Why not start now to potty train? Layla, I still keep her in diapers. Gracie, I kept her in diapers till she was 13 months old because, you know, you're not totally pee potty trained, especially a boy. They trickle a lot. Layla, I'm starting to, at 10 months, she's starting to hold even to go pee, and I'll take her pee when she needs to go. She'll fuss. So I'm getting where, you know, one diaper every 24 hours is good, unless she jumps in the water in her pool and gets it soaking wet. If you use, you know, cloth diapers, you can go to cloth diapers because they're not getting wet as often, and you can go a whole day and they're better for your baby, and they're not pooping in them. So to have just a wet diaper that a baby peed in is, you know, it's easy to clean up. You don't have to spend the money buying diapers, and, you know, everything's easier. It does get easier to start potty training when your baby starts eating food.
And you're always talking about pooping when you say go to the bathroom.
Pooping. I'm always talking about pooping. If I want her to go pee on the pot, anytime I want her to go pee on the pot, all I have to do is put her on and she goes. But as I said, you don't necessarily want to inconvenience your life as far as a mother says, well, I don't have the time. Well, you don't have to put out a lot of effort and time. I work all the time at No Greater Joy. I am with my husband working when I'm not at No Greater Joy. I'm busy from the first time I get up in the morning till I lay my head on the bed at night. I'm always busy. But so I don't, you know, if I was at home, if I was working at home and just cleaning house, she'd probably be pee potty trained. But because I'm busy and working all the time, that is the issue I want to address. I want her to be trained to go when I tell her go. That's the whole point. You want your baby to be trained to go potty when you tell them to go. So anytime I put her on the pot and I say, Layla, go potty, she'll pee, she'll poop, whatever she needs to do, she'll do it. But she's obeying my voice, and that's what I want. I want her to obey my voice and go when I tell her to go.
What about accidents? Like, did she ever poop in her diaper?
Oh, yes. When she was she does periodically. I can tell you a story. When she's 6 months old, we went to New Mexico to visit my sister, and we just finished eating. She'd woken up, and I knew she needed to go to the bathroom, so I went to take her, and somebody was in the bathroom, and I couldn't take her. And we were at a different place, and so we were in the living room talking. We had just gotten there, so we were visiting and talking to them, and I was telling them, so began to tell them, Layla's potty trained. You know, she's been potty trained since she was 3 months old, truly potty trained. Like, she'll hold it and wait for me to take her and arch her back and da-da-da. And I'm telling her all this stuff and telling my sister and her husband. And I said, what is that smell? And I looked down, and Layla had gone to the bathroom in a diaper while I'm telling them that she's potty trained. They laughed so hard because I was like, well, that's what my punishment is for bragging that she was potty trained. So of course, she had just started. You know, I knew she had needed to go, and she had just started, so I rushed to the bathroom, and the bathroom was empty, and I put her on, and she finished going to the bathroom. So, you know, things like that will happen, and they'll have mistakes, but that is, that's just a baby. You know, they'll make mistakes, and got to get it across. You need to realize the issue is not whether they go to the bathroom in their diaper or not, go poop in their diaper or not. The issue is, are they trained to go potty on the pot when you tell them to?
Yeah.
Will they try to go potty on the pot when you tell them to? And if they are trained to go potty on the pot when you tell them to, then they're potty trained.
Well, thanks for explaining all that.
You are very welcome. So I want you mothers out there to start potty training your babies. And if you have any success stories or failures or questions, if you want to write No Greater Joy, I'm trying to put together some letters and know a little bit more about potty training and maybe write a little booklet to help y'all out. And I would greatly appreciate that.
That booklet sounds great. Thanks for listening to today's show. Check us out next week. Bye.
This is a production of No Greater Joy Ministries Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Upon request, we'll send you a catalog of books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, and videos by Michael Pearl. Write to us at No Greater Joy, 1000 Pearl Road, Pleasantville, Tennessee, 37033. Or visit us and order online at nogreaterjoy.org.